The ministry of the Lord in our lives is like a multifaceted diamond. God is doing so many different things, and He applies the ministry of the Holy Spirit to us in different ways at different seasons. For example, in the book of Chronicles, David said, "The Lord has given me breakthrough by my hand." But in today's verse, as we go to Exodus 14:14, we find another facet of the Lord's activity in our life. Moses says here to the children of Israel, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, this: "The Lord will fight for you while you keep silent." So notice the contrast. In the first example, David in the book of Chronicles is saying, "The Lord gave me breakthrough by my hand like the breakthrough of waters." In other words, David was involved in winning the victory. But in today's verse, the Lord is telling Israel to stand still and to keep silent and just to watch what God is going to do on their behalf. And so for you and I, we recognize there's times in our life where God is asking us to step out, to get busy, to shake the trees, to take action. And as we do, as we're abiding in Him, He's going to make things happen. He's going to move mountains and He's going to produce fruit. Jesus said, "Go therefore and preach this gospel to all creation." That's an act of doing something. But conversely, in today's verse, the Lord is saying, "Stand still and be silent and just watch in amazement at what I'm going to do." I wonder what season you're at in your life right now. Is this a season where the Holy Spirit is prompting you to stand up and take action? Or, beloved one, is it a season where the Lord is telling you to stop striving and to be still and know that He is God? Father, I just pray for each beloved soul under the sound of my voice that is sensitive to You and is looking to You today for help. We pray, Father, that You would teach us and train us, disciple us, that we would learn how to abide in Your Spirit, that we would take action when we're being led by You to take action. And the Father, we would just stand still and be grounded and wait on You to see what You're going to do when You're calling us to do that in many seasons and in various times in our life. Father, we want to thank You today that You love us and that You take care of us and that, Father, we're in Your great hands. We want to please You, Lord. Help us to abide in You, whether it's taking action or whether it's being silent and standing still to watch what You're going to do.